Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's the 21st of June, 2020 at 4 p.m. Eastern. I want to talk about a very interesting contact report that I stumbled over. It's contact report 39. And the word Lebenskraft is used. Now, Lebenskraft means life power in the German. And in this case, Billy is talking to Ta, I believe. And let me read this here to make more sense. It says, "Then the case is indeed clear. There's something else, however, that you should explain for everyone for the interest of our case, namely the connections or certain connections with the age of the Earth human being. I already know about these things because Svaf informed me about them when I was a boy. Nevertheless, these things were never written down, so others aren't oriented to them. I'm referring to the fact that mental forces of every single human being are capable of raising or lowering the life force of others." And that's pretty astounding that our thoughts are so powerful that they can raise or lower the life force of others. And certainly they must have the same effect on us as well. And of course, I've been in this book for ages called The Might of Thoughts, which talks about the power of our thoughts. And there's an interesting verse here I want to read on page 28. It says, "Consequently, the human being is shaken and knocked about by the circumstances of his or her life. As long as he or she believes himself or herself to be a helpless created creation of external conditions and influences. But if he or she recognizes the truth that he himself or herself is the master of his or her learning, as well as the master of his or her thoughts, as well as the master of the might of his or her thoughts and all the effects which arise from them, then he or she also recognizes that the environment and the circumstances of life do not form him. Rather, he himself forms them through the might of his or her own thoughts. At least those environmental conditions and circumstances of life for which he himself or herself is responsible." So the power of our thoughts is astounding. And this particular book is really focused on learning to think in a neutral, positive way so that the events of our life will be neutral positive, which is the universal consciousness thinks in a neutral positive way. It's balanced, and that's the way our thoughts should be. And unfortunately, most of the time our thoughts are negative. And if you want to bring your thoughts back in balance, if you feel a little overwhelmed by your own negative thoughts, it's good to have some things that you can speak out loud, and that way you're speaking to your own consciousness. Some of the things I say are, I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic, I'm the master of my own destiny, I'm the forger of my own fortune, I'm the creator of my own good luck, I do not allow my thoughts to drift on the ocean of life, I steer my thoughts like a captain steers his ship. I nurture my thoughts. I strengthen my thoughts. It is the nature of the thoughts that by their might alone, every conceivable thing can be brought to fruition. What I mightfully think manifests for me. The life always forms according to the thoughts that are tended, chosen and nurtured. So those good thoughts are a little bit like seeds, and you're trying to plant those good seeds in your consciousness, and then you'll have a garden, a healthy thought life. Let me pick back up in Contact Report 39, line 63. It says, because the thinking of a life form through the cooperation of the spirit produces an extremely logical, thus creation-based power that is released as high-frequency swinging waves of tremendous power is thus created, which can influence everything. So there's something called the swinging wave that the Meyer case talks about, and it has something to do with our thoughts produce these swinging waves. I think it says something about that in the Kelk der Wahrheit, or the Goblet of Truth. It says rivers, stones, bushes, trees, plants, and animals, everything that crawls and flies on the earth is a life form with a spirit form. And these spirit forms are on a journey through time, which consists of many, many lifetimes. And these creatures are aware of each other. And they have psychic swinging waves, is what I think they're called in that, in the Goblet of Truth. And I always think of that as if you watch a flock of birds and they suddenly fly off all together. It's almost like they're connected. They have these waves of energy that are connecting, and then they turn together, they move together, just like a school of fish. And I think the human beings, we are called sometimes a we form. And the we form is, there's a subconscious, perhaps an unconscious connection between people as well. And that's why, unfortunately, I think you see sometimes people behaving in a certain way to fit into the crowd or doing certain things in order to kind of fit in sometimes. But there is a very positive aspect to this from the perspective of nature. So, and it's connected to our life power as well, the Lebenskraft. I was trying to find out, I think it's Contact Report 39, exactly, where there are some of these other verses. I thought it was, let me try again here. I'm not having real good luck finding some stuff I'm looking for. I have it in my notes here. I just actually want to find it in the contact report. Okay, here it is. Because the thinking of a life form through the cooperation of the spirit produces an extremely logical, thus creation-based power that is released as high-frequency swinging waves, tremendous power is thus created, which can influence everything. This creation-based power penetrates into everything, truly into all material life forms and all matter, in order to influence them according to their type and form. Every life form has a lifespan in accordance with its genes and its level of life, including the human forms of the earth. At the earliest times, when the human being of the earth was also produced by his or her indirect ancestors, his or her average age was reckoned at 1,007 years of life, for he or she trained and informed, by his progenitors, possessed an enormous level of knowledge and ability. So back when there were extraterrestrial humans on the earth, we had these very long lifespans of 1,007 years. The Lebenskraft, as it's called in the German, the life power, was very strong and very healthy because our thinking was very strong and very healthy. Let me continue here. Unexpectedly quickly, however, they fell to the religions with their erroneous teachings and were therefore deprived of the true knowledge and the truth. They also necessarily began to work against all natural laws. That these natural laws, as it's saying here, they became alien to them and lived in a recommendation-breaking or a law-breaking manner. What are some of the creational natural laws? Quickly, the law of love, brotherly love, effective love, which is sometimes compared, you know, it talks about the love of creation, which radiates. There's the law of striving, continually working. A human being can't be happy unless they're striving for something. Now, striving can be just as simple as cleaning out your garage, but the human has to love, he has to strive. He has to think in a neutral, positive way. That's the law of harmony. That means you're confident, you're optimistic, you're relaxed, you're cheerful, but you know that life brings some difficult circumstances, and that's the negative, which balances out the positive. So you've got the law of love, you've got the law of striving, the law of harmony. You want to always be in harmony in your thinking and balance. You don't want to be overwhelmed by negative thoughts. The fourth creational natural law is system and order. You want to have an organized life. You want to try to do things with a structure at particular times. There's a creational natural law that says a planet the size of ours should have about 500 million people. And we're way over that. And because of that, we're causing all kinds of problems for ourselves. Another creational natural law is reincarnation, which means that your Geist form, you know, a German person would say, ich habe eine Geist form. I have a spirit form. The spirit form is your spiritual consciousness. It resides in the middle of your brain in an area called the superior colliculus. The spirit form is also called a telstock or a fragment of creation. And it never dies, and it is the powering for your whole body. It sends this energy throughout your whole body like a lattice structure. And the spirit form sends these impulses of wisdom to the material consciousness. So every human being has a spiritual consciousness and a material consciousness. The spiritual consciousness will send these impulses of wisdom, which are direction determining. And that will help the material consciousness decide on what to do, how to act under certain circumstances. The material consciousness is what's working when you're reading, when you're driving your car, when you're cleaning out your garage, when you're working out. All this, the material consciousness, is focused on the details of life. The spiritual consciousness, one of Billy's contacts, his third contact, Semyasi, she said something like, every human has a spirit form that never sleeps and never dies. And it's recording everything that you do, all your impulsations. And it will tell you if your thinking is right or wrong if you've learned to pay attention to it. So you're going to have impulses that come from your spirit form that will tell you if your thinking is right or wrong. And one way to know if your thinking is wrong is that the feelings grow out of the thoughts. So if you're having negative feelings, it may be because your thinking is wrong. Most of the time, I would say it is. If you're having emotion, which is even more of a jolt, more of a reaction, emotions do not grow out of the thoughts. The emotions are like reactions, which explode upward. That will tell you also that your thinking is not neutral positive. you've violated the law of harmony, and you're about to put yourself in a situation where you're going to suffer. And whenever we, how does that, if there's something like this, there's a verse that's a line that says, incidents of suffering in the life are indicators that the law of harmony has been broken and disregarded. So you're having emotions, they're kind of shooting upward. That means you've broken the law of harmony. So you had thoughts that weren't neutral, positive in their balance. And when that happens, the psyche starts to suffer a little bit because the negative thoughts and the negative feelings can harm the psyche. The psyche is the part of the human material consciousness that controls your thoughts and feelings. It's administering. It's looking after your thoughts and your feelings. We have something called the Gemut in the spiritual consciousness, which looks after the thoughts and the feelings of the spiritual consciousness. Again, the spiritual consciousness isn't completely aware of things around it. It's more of working on the bigger picture all the time. It's kind of absorbing all your thoughts and feelings, because when you leave this life, those thoughts and feelings will go with your spiritual consciousness into the spirit realm. And there's something called the overall consciousness block, which is like a storage area in the spirit realm, where your spirit form then will spend years going over everything that you did in your life, the thoughts that were of an evolutive value, the feelings that were of an evolutive value. Those are stored up, and they're stored in the spirit form. They're also stored and they're programmed into the new subconscious, because at some point the spirit form starts to build a new material consciousness for the next life. And into the subconsciousness of the new material consciousness will be those evolutive values from your previous life. It'll be programmed in, you know, your confidence, your optimism, your ability to be relaxed, your ability to think, particularly, you know, your decision making under pressure, your capacity for love, and your sense of duty, and all of these things that you have been building for all of these many, many lifetimes are not lost. They are stored in the spirit form, and they are programmed into the subconscious of the new personality. And then 21 days after the sperm fertilizes the egg, the spirit form comes out of the spirit realm. It goes into the superior colliculus, which is an area of your midbrain where all of your senses come together, and your thoughts and your hearing and your smell and your sense of taste. And I believe the whole shebang is there, is where it's all processed. Now, so your spirit form is growing and learning from each lifetime. Your lifetimes also, the things which have happened are somehow stored in these storage banks. There are universal storage banks, galactic storage banks, solar system level storage banks, and planetary storage banks. So my understanding is that everything that we've done is attainable or accessible in those storage banks. But they're also programmed into the subconscious. So you have these values that are stored in your subconscious. Oh, and these abilities. So you have a reason to be confident. And in fact, you should always be confident, even if you feel like you might be a young spirit form. It says here in the Might of Thoughts somewhere that Therefore, in every regard, the human must trust himself and in his or her might and power. It's very important to trust yourself. So let me continue here. I'll start back a little bit. Unexpectedly quickly, however, they fell to the religions with their erroneous teachings and were thereby deprived of the true knowledge and the truth. They also necessarily began to work against all natural laws, became alien to them, and lived in a recommendation-breaking and a law-breaking manner. So that's where I got off on the creation of natural laws and got off on reincarnation. Everything together served for the loss of the high average lifespan, which fell lower and lower over the course of thousands of years and leveled off at a 20th of its earlier time. And indeed, especially because many different factors over many thousands of years negatively affected the life and also altered the genes. So I think our thinking actually can affect our genes, which is amazing. A turn for the better has only become apparent since the beginning of the new era. Thus, the average lifespan slowly rises again, and the main reason for this is found in the recognition of the truth and in the positive evolution associated with it. Thus, the more the development direction turns to the truth again, the higher the average lifespan develops again. For through this, the altered genetic factors and all other life-supporting factors are also regulated again, which were badly impaired over the course of tens of thousands of years. So this is what the danger of wrong thinking has done. It's shortened our lifespan tremendously. Remember, I was reading that your thoughts can positively or negatively affect another person's life force. They're that important. The mass of the Earth human beings moves in consciously evolving forms is still relatively very low and is often only connected with the beginnings of the real truth. Thus, no major progress has been made yet. But the more the Earth human being turns to the real truth, with this also towards evolution in all areas, and so also in reference to life extension, the more higher average age of the lives rise again. Seen as a whole, however, every single life form is of most important significance, namely in its thinking and in the powers released from it. All thoughts radiate as tremendous forces and encounter other life forms, which draw these toward them like magnets. So these other life forms are going to draw these thought forces to them. That's the way I read that. Maybe that's not the correct way, but I think so. All thoughts radiate as tremendous forces and encounter the other life forms, which draw these towards them like magnets. So interesting. So interesting. So, depending on the quality and whether they are negative, positive, or well-balanced, they produce powers of the same kind with corresponding effects in the life forms intercepting them. So the life forms are intercepting these thoughts. So maybe it's the life forms that are drawing these thoughts toward them like magnets. Positive forces produce positive forces, and accordingly negative forces produce negative forces, of course. Through the erroneous teachings and the other deceptions of the religions, however, the human being, in the main, is able to deploy many powers that destructively influence all life forms. This is how important your thinking is. So make a special effort to think in a neutral, positive way. I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful, but I know that life brings us negative at times. That's the negative inclusion. But I'm still confident. I'm still optimistic. I'm still relaxed. So that's the negative inclusion that we have to allow for to maintain our balance. So if you think overly positive, you're going to have problems. You'll reap some negative things. So what we want to do is be neutral positive as possible. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about Contact Report 216 as well, because it talks about these deeply penetrating light vibrations. And these, without these light vibrations that penetrate very deeply into the earth, the underground plants, as we call them, couldn't prosper and couldn't exist. Go out and spend some time in the sun and feel that light penetrate into your chest, and you'll just feel this energy. It will strengthen you. And from the same light vibrations from which the underground plants or animals of the dark draw their vitality, also the underground animals and animals of the dark benefit, including the fish of the dark and the deep sea animals of every genus and species. So if you don't get enough light, this is what happens. If a person, and this is also true for animals, is lacking the absolutely essential light, then very negative disturbances and changes also occur in the hormonal balance. By what means, in turn, the immune system is strongly impaired in its strength and function. So we're talking about maintaining our Lebenskraft. Remember, it's a German word, means life power. It's one of these wonderful compound German words. And Lebenszeal is your life determination. Lebenspotential is your potential for life. Therefore, it is necessary to search for the source of the life power and develop the life power. And this is used to blow me away, shock me, that we actually have this. We're the source of some of this life power here. Boy, there's so much information in so many different ways. It's very easy to miss. Along with the actual universal creation power, the human being in him or herself is an independent creational power, which manifests in the form of the might of thoughts and the resulting effects. As soon as this is recognized, the further cognitions and the knowledge resulting from them quickly follow. For example, that one's own creational power arises from the consciousness in the form of the might of thoughts. So, we have an independent creational power within us. And that's the might of our thoughts. I mean, you know, I've talked about, think of Tesla and how his thoughts have affected people all these years, or Bach or Aristotle or Socrates. You can affect others by your thoughts. So think good, healthy, neutral, positive thoughts. I'm confident. I'm optimistic. I'm relaxed. I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic, I'm the master of my own destiny, the forger of my own fortune, the creator of my own good luck. I'm the master of my learning, I'm the master of the might of my thoughts and the effects associated with them. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.